Take your Bibles this morning. We're going to end up in 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to talk a little bit this morning about perilous times. Certainly we're living in perilous times. We'll see from Scripture that we're at that place. My former pastor Jack Grigsby used to say that the day we live in are what's referred to in Scripture as the beginnings of sorrows. Just a lot going around today that the church has to deal with. We shouldn't let us get it down. We need to rise to the occasion. We serve the living God. We serve the champion of champions, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. A lot of these graduates here today, some will be going to college. I remember when I first started college, I found that the professors had a very different worldview than I was taught on the farm in Milan, Indiana. Much of the worldview of the professors that you're going to be dealing with will be contrary to the way that your mom and dad taught you. It'll be contrary to what the Word of God says about life. So you're going to have to be strong to face up to those issues. We live in a world that's filled with wickedness and violence. And a fellow said, well, are you worried, preacher? No, I'm not worried. I'm a child of God. I have Jesus Christ. And I have the Word of God, which has already given me the heads up on how it's all going to turn out. Hey, I know how it's going to end. You should too. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's going to happen. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1, Paul speaking told Timothy, he said, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. So here Paul gives those conditions of the very generation that we live in today. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. See, it's all about us. Me first, you next. You got to think highly about yourself. Self-esteem, you got to build that up. Don't worry about the rest. Just think about you. That's one of the attributes of the last days. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous. Get all the stuff that you can get. Bigger houses. Newer cars, bigger boats, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That's where we're at. A lot of the cities that you'll go to today, there'll be a man laying dying in the street and people walk right over him. They've lost their natural affection for mankind. Today's crowd, many have lost the natural affection of man to a woman and the affections have been perverted. That's where we're at. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. It says, for of this sort. And then it goes through a list here of the crowd that's ever learning without ever coming to a knowledge of the truth. Jesus said in Matthew 24:38, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Folks, we're surely getting close. You need to be prepared. You need to go on and get up and serve God. Scratch and claw and do what you can to bring God a little glory in the time that we have. In Matthew 24 and verse 3, it says, talking of our Lord, said, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. He shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. Troubles, pestilence, weather extremes. A sign of the last days. Hey, God's not concerned with global warming. He's concerned with global sinning. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, said, I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. And climate change may well be, but the natural man looks to man to fix the problem. But you don't want to upset God and expect to have wonderful, clean streams and beautiful weather. You're going to have extremes. Serious Bible students the world over are looking now more than ever through the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Never in history has the world seen so many calamities. Disasters have filled our landscape, not only in this country, but worldwide. If it's not tornadoes, it's hurricanes or mudslides or wildfires. Everything. Global sinning is this preacher's response to the cause of the climate change. And you can't believe what they tell you, because whatever you're promoting is the group of scientists you believe. You read a research paper and see what that research paper says, you better look to who paid for the research. Because truth has fallen in the streets. Very, very rarely do you have blind studies today where it's just the facts, ma'am, but it's always perspective. But never since the days of Sodom and Gomorrah has this world been in the shape spiritually that it is in today. There's a whole crowd out there that stands against the church, against Christ. Luke 17, 28, he said, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, and planted and built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Hey, the only ones today that don't believe that we're living in perilous times are the very ones who are contributing to that peril by their wickedness. Before God's eyes, living wickedly and ungodly. Hey, it's not the Bible-believing crowd that's making the times perilous. It's a Bible-rejecting crowd. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Hey, those aren't Christian attributes. Those are anti-Christian attributes. God said, from such turn away. So what do we do? Hey, Jesus said he's the light of the world. Isn't that right? And he was then, he is now, and he always will be the light of the world. And then we as a body of Christ should understand that we should reflect the light of Christ that testifies against the darkness around us. The darkness and the wickedness of this age, a righteous man testifies against that. Noah was a righteous man, and he testified against that crowd. It's going to rain, folks. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. God says, from such turn away. We should let the world know that there's a way out of the mess that this nation, this world is in. We dispel the darkness with the light of Jesus Christ. That's the way out. The way out is Jesus Christ. It's the only way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The natural man is never going to have a happy ending without Jesus Christ. Just not going to happen. Not going to happen. Psalms 37:12, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Sunday's coming. Better get it right. Sunday's coming. All right, things that we should know as a child of God living in perilous times. Young graduates, you have the world before you. You have an opportunity wherever you go to let the world know that you're a Christian. You believe in Jesus Christ. You believe in God. You'll make a difference. And God will empower you. What did Joshua told the folks, said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mightest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt have good success. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. That's how it works. I was talking to a fella at the reservation one night. He came up there for the sing. He was a founder. I built Waltz Industries over at Sunman's, now Dufault. And he sold it for several million dollars. When one of his friends got sick, Phil Davidson, that Walt sent his private jet to fly Phil for medical treatment. So Walt was over there. He's a hillbilly like I am. He's from West Virginia. And we sit down and said, Brother Walt, tell me, what do you attribute your wealth to? God's blessed. He said, what do you attribute that to? You've got the gift to make money. He said, Tom, it ain't nothing but the blessing of Almighty God. Hey. Said, that's it. That's the reason. A man that gives. God the glory for the talent and the gifts that God gave him. Now listen, first of all, you should understand that if you're a child of God, your status as a child of God will never change. You're always going to be a child of God, not here today and gone tomorrow. You're going to be a child of God today. You're going to be a child of God tomorrow. You're going to be a child of God next year. You're going to be a child of God 1,000 years from now. You're a child of God in this life. Whether you're going through good, bad, or ugly, you're still a child of God. We forget that a lot of times. We have a tendency to think that when we get to heaven, man, we'll wait till we get to heaven. Then we're going to rejoice and we're going to have a big time serving God. Hey, you don't have to wait till then. You can start right now. Because every day you get up, you say, hey, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I'm going to be alive today like I'm alive a billion years from now. I'm still going to be alive, so why not today you start serving God and recognize that today is no different than next month, next year, as far as you being a servant of God is concerned. So what are you waiting for? You're not enduring to the end like those tribulation Jews. Hey, you're here today to serve God and to lift him up. My. You plan on serving God 1,000 years from now, then why not begin today? Hey, what's the old Ernest Hubb song? Oh, tomorrow never comes. Oh, tomorrow never comes. Oh, you tell me that you love me, but tomorrow. Hey, serve him today. You're a child of God. You're a servant of God. It don't matter what's going on around you. Let the wicked be wicked still. You just shine the light. There's some out there that are looking for the light. So I had Kathy do that song, Looking for the Light. You plan on serving God, why not do it now? Paul told the Ephesians in Ephesians 2:6, hath raised us, he's raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's present tense. I'm in Christ. Spiritually, I'm part of that body of Christ, and I have that spiritual image of God restored in me, renewed in me when Christ died, and at the moment I received that. To many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So now that's in me. I'm a witness for him no matter what perilous things are going on around me. No matter what, I'm a child of God. We have a tendency to think that only when we get to heaven will we all be rejoicing and having a big time serving God. But at the same time, many of us, for some reason, think that while we're here on earth, all we do is just stand by and watch everything around. We just stand by as spectators and at the most just keep out of the devil's way. What's that all about? That isn't your purpose. You're here to bring glory to God. You're here to point the light, shine the light. Ye are the light of the world. You don't put that light under a bushel, as the song goes. You don't hide it under a bushel. You let the world know that you belong to Christ. And if they want what you got, you teach them, you show them by your life that precious love and free gift of grace of Jesus Christ. You are as much a servant of God today as you will be 2,500 years from now. You get up in the morning, you thank God you're not following that wicked crowd. Thank God he's empowered you to escape that natural lust. For the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life are not of the Father, they are of the world. When you got saved, you became partakers of the divine nature. Yield to it. Trust in it today. Don't wait till you get to glory thinking you're going to serve God then. Bob Jones Sr. said, what you would be in the sight of God, you are now becoming. Let the world know you belong to Jesus Christ and you're ready to do whatever you can to bring whatever glory you can to Jesus Christ. Here I am, Lord, send me. You get in the battle. I heard a story the other day. The old Irishman said the Irishman was walking down the street. He came upon a big fight in the middle of the street, and he ran up to him and said, hey, is this a private fight, or can anybody get in on it? I've got relatives like that, boy. I don't want to go there. There'll be a fight going on. They'll run up trying to pick sides and see if they can get in on it. Hey, Christians, you need to get in on it. Others are out there fighting for the gospel. Others are out there doing what they can to serve Jesus Christ, to bring glory to him, to lead others to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You need to get in the fight. My. There should be an itch to fight the devil. God should give you that itch. Oh, I want to fight the devil in the power of God. You let the Christ haters and the church haters and the haters of righteousness do whatever they want to do. Don't let it affect you. Don't be drawn to them. Shine your light. Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's what you do. Whether you're in a good mood, a bad mood, or just a dumb mood, you serve God. I'll say that again. Whether you're in a good mood, a bad mood, or just a dumb mood, you serve God. God, don't expect God to humor you. Get up and go on for God. Whether you feel like $1 million or you're sick as a low-down dog, you serve God. Sure, it's perilous times, but you're a servant of the Most High God. You're above all that. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Several years ago, I traveled to Washington, D.C., to Quantico, Virginia, to see Jeff's brother Stan Holt graduate from the National FBI Academy. Man, it was an interesting place to be. Had big crowd from all over the world of people that went through the National FBI Academy. And there's a fellow that came up to me and Stan, and he looked at me and said, right there was our moral compass at the FBI Academy. While everybody wanted to go out and party, right here stood a moral compass for the rest of us. Wow. Duh. Nobody ever thought of that. He's a chief of police at Batesville. He was a light for Jesus Christ to those around him. Hey, there's going to be a lot of craziness. You're living in perilous times. It's going to get more perilous. It's not going to get better. The Bible says, in the last days, men shall wax worse and worse. You still be a light. You still proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You stand up. Stand up for Jesus. You soldiers of the cross. So even though we live in perilous times, and we do, the forces of Christ have tried and everything they have, and they will continue to try to take over everything Christian. They've tried to take over the family. They've tried and will continue to try to take over the education of our children. They have tried and will continue to try to take over the churches. And to a great extent, they have been successful in all those things. Churches are dropping by the wayside left and right, forsaking the teachings of God, forsaking the free gift of God through Jesus Christ, establishing, going about to establish their own righteousness. To a great extent, that crowd has been successful. Hey, but you're not controlled by that crowd. You don't have to be part of that mess. You serve God. You serve Him today. You serve Him tomorrow. And, wow, I'm late here. Sure, we live in perilous times. You serve Him with the same zeal today as if you were having a daily briefing with the Lord Himself. You need to do that. If you haven't been, you need to sit down with the Lord. Have your daily briefing with your Lord and Master every day. Sure, we're in perilous times, but God has put you here for this very time. Thank God every day for the opportunity to serve. And you do whatever it takes, whatever within your power, to bring Him a little glory. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Hey, that's you. You're the body of Christ. You represent Christ on this earth. Where are you today? Are you waiting for some time and eternity future where you're going to say, now I'm going to serve. I'm ready to serve you, God. Oh, serve Him today. Serve Him now. Whatever you can do. No matter how you feel. No matter what crowd you're stuck in the middle of. You be a light to a lost and dying world. Yes, you live in perilous times. But you have a gracious, powerful, almighty Savior who is willing to get you through those times and has a job for you today. If you're not, you can stand up this morning. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ, you don't know what I'm talking about. The first thing before you get in the battle is you got to join the army. You don't run overseas and come up with your own uniform and start fighting folks. You trust Jesus Christ. He'll empower you to get through this life. He'll give you some happiness and some joy despite the perilous times. Those children of Israel, they were in, what did they do when they were in captivity? The Lord told them, here's how you live when you're in captivity. He said, you build your houses, you have your babies, you go to school, you get your college in, your training in, you just enjoy life. Because I've got your back. Jesus Christ, you just get in the fight. Be a light to this lost world during the perilous times we live. The altar's open. If you've never trusted Christ, it'd be a good day to do that. Just step out, take a Bible, and show you in a few minutes the simplicity of Christ. Or for whatever reason you need to pray, won't you come?